Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend. So the month of March is all about focusing on the design stage of the device sales process. So today I want to cover two key areas. First, we're going to talk about building your funnel of prospects. And secondly, we're going to talk about creating a plan for single sales objectives. This thing's going to take about 9 minutes. So please invest the time in listening to this at some point during the day, or take the time to read the email. Listening may be a little bit more palatable for everyone since we get a lot of emails. So I want you to imagine you're going on that dream vacation to a destination that you've never been before. Without a doubt, you're gonna sit down with your spouse, your significant other, and you're gonna start planning every, single detail from transportation to hotels to restaurants to sightseeing and activities. And without a plan, your vacation would be a complete bust and a complete waste of time. However, the vast majority of reps will plan every single detail of an upcoming vacation, but you couldn't be bothered to put forth any effort in sales planning quarter to quarter. If this is you, this is your wake-up call. Let's compare vacation planning to sales planning. Your sales plan serves as a roadmap or vacation itinerary. It guides you towards your goals, towards your objectives. And just like vacation planning, sales planning is going to give you clear direction and clear focus. Without a plan, you will not maximize your potential. You're going to waste time and resources on unproductive tasks and activities or customers, and you're going to miss out on opportunities and get caught up in the whirlwind of the day job. It's similar to driving around without Waze or Google Maps. You're eventually going to get to your destination, but guess what? The journey is going to be much longer, more challenging, and more frustrating. So if you want to take competitive share, if you want to make more money, if you want to get that promotion, if you want to go on the award trip, you need to start investing more time and thinking strategically about your business. Let's now talk about building your funnel of prospects. To me, this is one of the most critically important sales activities you should be engaged in every single day. Funnel management is very similar to a gardener tending to a garden. In gardening, your ultimate goal is to grow beautiful and healthy plants. To achieve this, you got to manage every stage of the gardening process, from planting seeds to nurturing your crop and your plants. And eventually what happens is you harvest the fruits of your labor. Now, compare that to funnel management and sales. Your sales funnel represents the journey that lead takes from initial awareness to become loyal and committing customers. Just like a garden, your sales funnel requires constant attention and management to ensure that it grows and becomes healthy. So what makes a great sales target? Targeting and qualifying the right prospects is crucial in sales, because it ensures that your efforts are focused on the most promising physician targets. And this process starts by drilling down and asking yourself a bunch of questions about what makes a good physician target. I've developed an acronym that will hopefully make this process a little bit easier for everyone to remember. And my goal is this acronym will help make you more effective and surgical in vetting and qualifying targets in your sales funnel. That acronym is PADVRBO. The P stands for problem. What is the problem our solution is solving? What is the clinical challenge our products can address? What are some of the insights I can teach my customers to make their problems go away? Really important. The A stands for access. Do I have access to the account? Do I have access to the decision makers on a routine basis? If you cannot get in front of your targets, they're not a target. Period. End of story. The D stands for driver. Does the physician have the juice to get things done? Can I count on them internally to influence and drive change? And are they going to fight for me? The V, real important one here. The V stands for volume. Do they have the procedural volume to make it worthwhile? Is the investment of my time worth my efforts? And will this target help me hit my quota? The R stands for relationship. Is there a relationship internally I can leverage? Do they see value in my abilities? Do they like me? Do they respect me? Do they want to help me? The B stands for belief. Do they have belief in me? Do they have belief in the treatment algorithm? Do they have belief in our technology or my company? Really important one when picking targets. The O stands for open-minded. Are they open-minded to change? Are there any contractual obligations that could stop my pursuit? That is target vetting, funnel management in a nutshell. Now let's shift gears and talk about setting a single sales objective for a physician or account in Salesforce. First thing you need to do in this is you need to lock in and you need to focus on your wildly important goals. And that starts by defining your overall sales goal by setting a specific and measurable goals with a defined end date for a specific outcome you want to achieve. For example, you want to grow revenue. You want to grow your business by a certain percentage year over year, or you want to sell a certain quantity of products by the end of a specified time. I want you to think of X to Y by when. Here's a real quick example. I want to grow my therapy business from $100,000 to $130,000 by March 31st of 2024. Real important stage, okay? You got to set goals for your therapy, for your imaging business. Secondly, you got to be disciplined in identifying and prioritizing the few critical sales objectives that are going to make the most significant impact to your business in a given quarter. When you narrow the focus to a few key single sales objectives, you can concentrate your efforts and you can allocate your resources. After you define that goal, you really need to identify and track the actions or behaviors that are going to have the most significant impact on those wildly important goals. Last but not least, you got to create a cadence of accountability by keeping a scoreboard in Salesforce.com. The vast majority of reps, you guys hate rolling up targets in Salesforce because it exposes you to failure. Whenever you set specific goals, targets, or strategies in Salesforce, you are afraid of falling short of these expectations. So what do? You avoid planning altogether. You pick up the phone and you complain to one of your colleagues because you want to protect yourselves from disappointment. The great reps call their shots. Be a great rep. Embrace this. Think strategically about your targets. Think strategically about what you're doing day to day. And guess what? You will be more successful. Resources and next steps. So a couple attachments attached to this email. There's the device sales account plan playbook. Take a look at it. I'm going to have an editable version coming soon. And there's a pre-call plan action sheet. Real cool. I encourage some of the younger people to use it. Just great foundation to build a plan when you're going into accounts day to day. So what I want you to do, after you review this information, if necessary, go back, adjust your targets and goals in Salesforce. Secondly, take ownership of this new process. Complete the account planning template for each of your targets in Salesforce by April 15th. When I'm in the field with you, we're going to go over those. We're going to talk about those. So please get those done and think about it. And last but not least, I want you just... when you do all this pre-call planning and you're thinking strategically about your business, you're going to be able to approach every interaction with more confidence, with more knowledge, and a well-crafted strategy by using all these tools into your day-to-day. So invest the time in this process. Really think about the design stage because this sets the foundation for the sales process. This is a really important activity you need to be engaged in. So take ownership of it. So that's all I got. A little bit long. Hope everybody has a great week. Good luck closing out the quarter, and we will talk to you soon.